لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ضائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم، إن هذا لهو الحق اليقين، فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, once again on this Friday afternoon, the time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the chosen days within the week, Friday, I invite myself and advise all of you to practice the piety. In Surah Mubarakah Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated three categories of the people at the time of departure. As we read in the previous verses, that when soul reaches to the throat, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ, when somebody is close to the departure, so there can be three categories according to these verses. So we have spoken in the past about first category, that was Muqarrabeen, and the second category, that was Ashab al-Yameen, that we spoke last week, that for them the state of peace was Salamun laka min Ashab al-Yameen, that is the state of peace that has been said after their departure, when soul is going to be separated from body, their state is being said, they are in the state of peace, and peace and blessing. This peace and blessing will continue until the day of judgment, while they be in the barzakh. And after this world, when they are going to close their eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide them a special peace. But for Muqarrabeen, there were three rewards that have been said: Rawhan wa Rayhanun wa Jannatun Na'im. For them there is a comfort, there is Rayhan, a special blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Jannatul Na'im, for them there are gardens of blessing. So that means there is a special status of Muqarrabeen, that even they have not reached to the day of judgment. But in this world, when they leave this world, in the barzakh, they will be provided these three bounties. One is the bounty of comfort, and second is bounty of Rayhan, and third is Jannatul Na'im. But for third category that today I would like to speak, there is a warning and there is alarm for every one of us. And that category, Quran speaks about that. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الْضَّالِّينَ. Mukaddib is the one who is rejecter, those people who have refusal behavior. So we read in Surah Fatiha also, Wadawwaleen. Do not make us from those who are erring one, those who are astray. This behavior is behavior of Wadawwaleen. In the previous verse also, this category was being said in the verse of 51 of same surah, same chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this category, but that was opposite. It was said, "Thumma innakum ayyuha wallun al-mukaddibun." So over there, wallun is being said first and then mukaddibun. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the beginning, al-mukaddibin awwalin. So what is the reason why this is upside down in the first verse? Of course, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about anything, there is a reason. And without reason, there is no possibility that we see anything without the wisdom. Verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are based on the wisdom. So, and if there is any different setup, that is also for a special reason. In the first verse, number 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking with this group while they are in this world. And when somebody is in this world, at that time, dalalat and astray becomes a step forward towards takdeeb. When somebody is going to change and divert the path, that is going to take them towards the refusal behavior. There they start denying the realities. That is how they become mukaddib. So first step is dalalat, and second step is mukaddib. So in this world, of course, when they are being recognized, in this world they are being recognized with this quality of dalalat first, having erring character and behavior, and then denying. But when it comes close to the departure, when soul is separating from body, now they have to be recognized with worst crimes. When somebody is going to be awarded or rewarded, or if somebody is going to be punished, at that time their worst crime or best of their behavior is going to be said first. So let us say that if, for example, somebody has completed master's and also he has completed the BA, he has completed degree, graduation. Now when we like to speak about the result, we will not start from the lower grade. We will start from one of the highest grade that is going to earn. The highest grade is the master's. And same, for example, if we like to speak about somebody and court likes to give the verdict, at that time they will speak about their worst crime first and then rest of the crimes. So same is Quranic behavior, that when Quran likes to speak about this group and this category, those who are al-mukaddibun, Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Minal Mukaddibin Awwalin. First, your worst crime that you have refused, you have denial behavior, you have denied the day of judgment, you have denied authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is how you are going to be recognized. So their recognition in the other world is with takdeeb. Although takdeeb was a step forward through dalalat, but now it's time of recognition. Now angels are going to call them. And in both verses, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken with this group, there is a special address, direct address. Ayyuhal dhalloon al-mukaddimoon. Oh, those who have erring behavior, those who have denial behavior. And in this verse also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks directly. So that means sometimes direct communication is required. And especially with those who have denial behavior, those who reach to the position of dalalat, with them you should not have any sympathy, but you should follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With them you have to speak directly, because they are denying the facts, they are denying the realities, they are denying the evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. And when somebody becomes in denial behavior, at that time he should be addressed directly. And you have to speak up with them, addressing them. Because if you do not address to those people, they are not going to realize. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this character and sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah speaks with them with this threat, أَيُّهَا الْمُقَدِّبِينَ الْضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ أَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَدِّبِينَ الْضَّالِّينَ. If these people are going to be from the denial group and the erring group, فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ, they are going to be entertained. So the first and foremost punishment for them at the time of departure, at the time when soul is separating, that is what has been said, they are going to be entertained with the boiling water, فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ. That immediately when they enter to the barzakh, that is their status. So you can see how different is that one is entering to the world of barzakh with the comfort, رَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةٌ نَعِيمٌ. Another is entering to the barzakh with salam, laka min ashab al-yameen, with the peace and complete peace that is going to be provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another is going to be entertained in the very beginning, nuzulun min hamim, with the boiling water. Choice is ours. Which one would like to choose? Having comfort in this world, it may make the other world difficult. Finding the peace in this world, it may destroy our peace to the other world. A little entertainment in this world, that may destroy all the entertainments of the world, because that is eternal. But waiting for real entertainment, entertainment that is being entertained by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an entertainment that is going to be forever, eternally, in the time of barzakh. Barzakh is the period that when Aimma alayhi salam, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, have spoken about them. And also our sixth Imam, they say that the only the concern that we have about you, O believers, that is a part of barzakh. In this time of barrier, you have to be careful that all the punishments are going to be in this time. And if there is one day in the barzakh is going to be prolonged equal to the thousands of days. And you can imagine that if somebody is being offered nuzulun min hamim, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us peace in the barzakh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide a special comfort to all of us when we close our eyes. May Allah separate our soul through the angels that are kind angels. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah raise us from this world with the faith and raise us with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide the best of the reminders through Quran. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal-akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, once again I call myself and request all of you to practice the piety and practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially at this time, let us pledge before Allah that we will be obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In upcoming week we have an anniversary of one of the great scholars who has alaykum salam, placed his legacy within the history and has become a role model within the teachers. And I would consider that as a teacher day, as our leader, past leader, has considered that day as the day of teacher because of his great personality, teaching in whole his life. And his teachings have become today exemplary, and his speeches and his literature that has been printed that has become really useful for the youth and for the people, those who like to search about Islam. And that is the personality of Shaheed Ayatullah Murtada Mutahhari Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, and may Allah place him with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. In today's world, if anybody would like to have research about Islam and likes to know best of the views about Islam, according to the late leader, his views are best of the views to learn about that, to read the literature, because that is based on the real and pure Islamic ideology. He has been able to give his views for the modern day, for today's world and Islam and its ideology and its practical form for the people in today's world. And when you start reading, you realize that Shaheed Mutahhari is speaking about today's world. Although now decades have passed, but still his literature is living literature within the books. I would recommend the youth, brothers and sisters, to really take benefits of his literature. It is available online on various websites, and it's easy to find Shaheed Mutahhari's literature. Within our center also, we have many books in library. We have books that are for sale. You can take benefits of those books as well. And especially for the teachers, that they need to look at his personality and his teaching style, his speeches, how he made the great terminologies very easy to understand for everyone, and he entertained the general public by stating various important ideological matters in a simple language. He has been able to speak about falsafa in the simple language of the people, and that is how he has been considered as one of the exemplary teachers within the recent history. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the blessing upon his grave. Dear brothers and sisters, in the recent years, Islamic unity is being targeted, and one of the famous rules of imperialists that is being implemented, and in today's world they are trying their best that if they can break this unity and bring the division and dividing and ruling. That is a very famous technique that was used in the past, and today again they would like to use that. And unfortunately, in some extent, imperialists and many powers have been successful in this target, because of many Muslims, those who do not understand and they do not realize their techniques and their agendas, and they fall into the imperialists' agendas. And that is why you can see the war in various places. You can see the destruction in various Islamic countries, killing of people, targeting the various important personalities within the Islamic countries. Today the most important target for them have become two major Islamic countries, and both have Islamic heritage. Both are the countries, they have Islamic history, great Islamic history. These are the countries that Islam from very beginning of its life have been existing in those countries, and that is country of Iraq. That at the moment hundreds and thousands of terrorists are being deployed. When I say deployed, I said that with the meaning, because millions of dollars are being spent just to hire the people from various countries, from Bangladesh, from Pakistan, from India, from Africa, from various countries. People are being hired, and they are being sent down to the countries for terrorist activities, to blast in various places with the explosions. There are many types of the explosions that are also being sent down to the countries, and heavy weapons are being given in the hands of these people, and they are really trained people. Where they get trained, so you can go and see on the website sometime interviews, hear those interviews, that where these people are being trained, why they are being trained, what are the aims to train these people. That is already been said. It is not something hidden. That has been said. For example, previous foreign minister, she has spoken about that, and it's very open to the public. Everybody can look at that. It is clearly stated that we trained the people in the past in Afghanistan, and there were many agendas for that, and still training is there. So let me just look at the today's news that US is providing 123 million to aid the Syrian opposition leader Muaz al-Khatib. And Secretary of the State directly met with this individual, and he has offered that much, 123 million. And that includes arms, that includes many types of supplies to these people, those who are in the opposition of that country. And according to the UN report, in Syria, 70,000 people have died. That is a report of the UN. 70,000 people have died. Is that from the government? No, it's not. It is because of the attacks that have been happening in various countries and various parts of the country. We have seen the people, they are being targeted, they are being killed, and this is continuing. So with that, now let me go through the news that is really heartbreaking news. That is a tragedy that has taken place yesterday within Syria, in a country which is a country of the Islamic heritage. There are many shrines and many graves of great personalities. This is a country where the personality who was a messenger from the Karbala and the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, sister of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu was salam. Is buried, a brave personality, a brave woman within the history who have been able to deliver the message, and she became victorious within the history. That in today's world, when you enter to Damascus, you would see that board written down, "Welcome to the city of Sayyida Zainab salamullahi alayha." So that is how she has become victorious. But in that country, which was completely peaceful country, there was no sectarian violence, and there was no division. But at the moment, people deployed from the various countries, they have entered to this country, and they went to a shrine, which was the shrine of one of the famous personalities, a famous companion. According to Sunni and Shia resources, our Sunni brothers and sisters also have considered him as one of the closest companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Shia books also have quoted about him, a personality with the name of Hujr ibn Adi al-Kandi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. They enter to the city of Homs, and they attacked on this shrine. The shrine was well established. They attacked on that. Of course, the shrines are like mosques, and the place, these are holy places within Islam. They not only attacked on this shrine, but they demolished the shrine. They demolished the zari of this oppressed companion of the Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen. It is narrated that in the time of Muawiyah, when he had announced to curse upon Amir al-Mu'mineen in the various places, he was the person who stands against this tradition, and he was in opposition, and he announced his opposition against that. And he, with 17 people, those who were arrested by Muawiyah, and they were asked to be executed. And his son was also amongst those people who were arrested. And when they wanted to slaughter him at that time, they asked that, who would you like first be to be sacrificed? And he said, I would like to see that my son to be sacrificed before me. And he was asked why. He said, I don't like that my son, when he see my death at that time, he may have any sympathy about me. That let him, that if he dies, I don't think that when I like to give my sacrifice for the sake of Abbas Muntahara at that time, I don't feel any, but I don't like that my son be in this situation. And he was killed at that time, martyred at that time of history, and his son also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place his soul with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But at this time, these cruel and these animals, they went inside the grave, they have broken the shrine, they have broken the zari, and after that they took the body. Can you just imagine that this can happen in this 14th century? In today's world, that people, they consider that as a modern world. Don't you think that this is the worst type of the ignorance that has happened within the history, that taking the body of a companion of the Prophet, one of the famous personalities within the history and within Muslim world, and they have taken the body and they buried somewhere else. Now you can understand, brothers and sisters, that why daughter of a Prophet had to say, Ya Ali, ghassilni billayl, kaffinni billayl, daffinni billayl. Why she had to say that, O Ali, you have to make my ghusl during the night, bury me during the night, do not let my grave to be known by anybody, because those who were in the opposition, they were like animals. They did not have any value. They may do this nabshakabr that has happened today. If after passing the 14th century this can happen today, what do you think at that time, what type of animosity was with Zahra salamullah alayha? If with one of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that is what is happening, that means there was a worst animosity within the history with Aymar al-Muslim, with Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. And that is why this lady, she gave this will before she died. But brothers and sisters, let us ask from those who are called, for example, Sipai Sahaba, that people, those who like to protect the dignity and honor of Sahaba, where are these people today? Why they don't speak? Today this personality was one of the Sahabis, one of the companions. Why the Muslim scholars around the world, they don't speak about that? He was one of the Islamic personalities. His place was Islamic heritage. Nabsh qabr and breaking the grave, it is being forbidden in Islam. And it's not only Shia school, or any other school, in any Islamic school, that has been considered forbidden. So when this can happen with one person, that can happen with anybody else as well tomorrow. And at the same time, you see those human rights organizations, the governments around the world, they have been silent. They don't speak about that. So their pains are different. Their priorities are different. If anything happens in Western country, then it is considered a terrorism. But if anything happens in any other country, then even it's not considered an issue. I condemn strongly this action of the animals and criminals. And I would like to say condolences to brothers and sisters, mu'mineen and mu'minat, for this tragedy within the history. And I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah provide justice to this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide peace to the people of the world. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the supporters of Imam Zaman. May Allah forgive us all the sins that we have committed. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr.